our beloved, and with you I am well pleased. Amen. Happy New Year, blessed Epiphany, and yay, Holy Feast of Baptism. Literally, what just happened? I seriously have Holy Feast whiplash. This past year, it has felt like all of the holidays since Thanksgiving have occurred within the span of like 2 weeks. So here we are celebrating the first Sunday of a new year, the first Sunday of Epiphany, and the celebration of baptism with four baptisms all on the same day. Hallelujah. So today we are truly blessed to celebrate the baptisms of Maggie and Riley and Thomas and James. Happy New Year, Grace. I find it inspiring that every year we renew our baptismal covenant as we often mark the new year with our own personal New Year resolutions. So, a show of hands, how many of you made New Year resolutions for yourself or for your families? Yeah? Okay. I did. Mine was to make it through the holidays. So, yay! Any idea what the top three resolutions are for 2024? Any idea? Okay, yeah. Anything else? That's it. Everybody just lose weight. We're all going to be good. Yeah, okay. Those are all good. According to a study done by Forbes Health Institute, the top three resolutions for 2024 are getting to the gym more, drinking less, and being more active and healthy. Pretty good. A New Yorker writer recently made this comment about New Year's resolutions. They said, "Resolutions tend to be frightened with the implication that the way you are now is not good, or at least not good enough. Resolutions are typically of this variety: self-criticism disguised as self-improvement. Get in shape. Stop overspending. Be nicer. Work harder. If your resolution seems architected by someone who doesn't like you," they said, "there's still time to reconsider." So this is why I find our baptismal covenant to be a better way to begin the new year, say, than a New Year resolution. Our baptismal covenant was architected by someone who begins with this radical truth, which is Jesus's epiphany as he emerges from the waters of baptism. The epiphany Jesus hears in God's voice is this: "You are my beloved, and with you I am well pleased." And so in baptism, we too are given this epiphany. We are already good enough. As beloved children of God, we are good. We don't need to resolve anything to be good because we already are. In baptism, we are accepted just as we are. And from that place of acceptance and goodness, we enter into a covenant of action together in a common life in the way of Jesus, which is the way of love. As Christians, our baptismal covenant is our community resolution. We don't enter into this covenant in order to become good people. In this covenant, we are reminded that we are good. And we are reminded of what good people do in a hurting world. Together, we commit to respecting the dignity of every, let's say that again, every human being. Together, we say we will seek and serve all people, and that together we will strive for justice and for peace. And then we say, when we fail to do so, we will repent, which means to turn back to our commitment to love. I will, with God's help. And here is the thing, friends, we do need God's help, and we also need each other's help to strive for justice and peace, to respect the dignity of every human being. We need community so that there are people around us that remind us we are good and that this way of love is simply how good people live. Unfortunately, as Brian McLaren stated in his meditation recently, we have had, and we do have, a very serious problem in the church, capital C, church. While our world is clearly hurting, Brian says he has observed in many decades of ministry and research, we have a real crisis. A crisis of the planet, of poverty, of peace. And he says we have a crisis of religion, because all too often our religious communities are remaining on the sidelines. As Thomas Merton said, they're guilty bystanders. Religion, Brian says, has been selling people an evacuation plan rather than helping them participate in a transformation plan. But when we take seriously this communal covenant of baptism, it reminds us we belong to a community that shares the values of peace and justice, and it demands that we work together to heal these crises in our world. Our baptismal covenant is anything but an evacuation plan. This covenant, we remind ourselves of today, is a plan for transformation, but only if we engage it. This invitation to belonging and engagement is the gift of baptism. So we are not alone in raising our children because they belong to this community too. And we all commit here today to giving them a sense of identity that comes from being deeply loved and cared for. A community that will always remind them they are beloved and that they are already good. It is from this place of knowing our belovedness, knowing our goodness, our belonging, that we will find the strength and resilience to strive for justice and peace, to respect the dignity of every human, and to repent when we fail to do so, to be transformed and to transform the world. It is when we trust in our goodness that we have the resilience to care for a world full of people who need to be loved. And the capacity to do that work is found in community, in our covenant with each other and with God. To be honest, I think it's a lie to think that any of us alone, no matter how good we are, can do this work of transformation without community. So the good news is that we need God and we need one another to create a world we want to raise our children in, a world where peace and justice reign. Grace, we need each other. Every single one of us has gifts to share, assets to bring to the table, resources to engage in the work that we commit to in this community and in this covenant. And these four children and their parents have gifts to share too. And it is our job as their community to help them come to know their gifts and then to make space for them to share them in this work of transformation. It is our work to encourage them to say, I will, with God's help, with the confidence of a beloved child of God, because they are already good. The epiphany we celebrate today is that we are all called to get off the sidelines and engage with a world on fire. The epiphany of baptism is this: we are all good, and we are all called to the work together. And so, trusting that, we will seek and serve. Trusting that, we will strive for peace and for justice, not to be good, but because that is what people who trust they are good do in a hurting world. Amen.